12. Capitan Soetsay, Count Otto von Kleiner, inclined his head gravely as he greeted Hermann. He was a tall, thin man who wore a neat, pointed blonde beard with just a few threads of grey to give it dignity. "The English have landed a full-scale expeditionary force in the Rufiji Delta, surrounded by capital ships. This is correct?" he asked immediately. "The report was exaggerated," Hermann regretted bitterly the impetuous wording of his message to the governor. He had been fired with patriotic ardour at the time. "In fact, it was only, he hesitated, "one vessel." "Of what strength? What is her armament?" demanded von Kleiner. "Well, it was an unarmed vessel." And von Kleiner frowned. "Of what type?" Hermann flushed with embarrassment. "An Arab dhow of about 22 meters? But this is impossible, ridiculous. The Kaiser has delivered an ultimatum to the British consul in Berlin. He has issued mobilization orders to 5 divisions. The captain spun on his heel and began to pace restlessly about his bridge, clapping his hands together in agitation. "What was the purpose of this British invasion? Where is this dhow? What explanation must I send to Berlin?" "I have since learned that the expedition was led by a notorious ivory poacher named O'Flynn. He was shot resisting arrest by my askari, but his accessory, an unknown Englishman, escaped down the river last night in the Zao." "Where were they beheaded?" The captain stopped pacing and glared at Hermann. "Zanzibar." "This is stupidity, utter stupidity. We will be a laughing stock. A battle cruiser to catch a pair of common criminals?"
"But, Captain, you must pursue them."
"To what purpose?"
"If they escape to tell the story, the dignity of the Emperor will be lowered throughout the length of Africa. Think if the British press were to hear of this. Also, these men are dangerous criminals."
"But I cannot board a foreign ship on the high seas, especially if she flies the Union Jack. It would be an act of war, an act of piracy."
"But, Capitan, if she were to sink with all hands, sink without a trace?"
And Capitan von Kleiner nodded thoughtfully. Then, abruptly, he snapped his fingers and turned to his pilot. "Plot me a course for Zanzibar Island."